All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of The Lake to Lake Girls. We are your hosts, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Cassie.
Hey.
What up? And me.
Tiffany. It's like a wide angle lens today.
It's one of those days. One of those days. New year, January 5th.
Full moon.
Yeah, it does look like a full moon, doesn't it?
The first full moon of the year. Is anyone else struggling with writing 2015?
No, because I've been writing 2015 for the last 3 months.
Have
I
you?
Think.
You're
well,
ready.
She's getting ready for the marathon.
It's just what you do. You work with working on things 3 months out all the time. So it's 2015.
I haven't been having any problems with it.
Oh, the struggle was real for me today.
The struggle was real.
It was.
It's real life. It happened. Resolutions.
Oh, goodness. I thought we would talk about this, so I am such a terrible procrastinator when it comes to things I really don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we all are.
Yeah, but, like, I put things off that I really should
get done.
So this year, I am going to make an effort to do the things I don't want to do. So, I already have a list of different
Give us
things.
A couple examples.
Let's see. Thesis is probably, yeah. That's probably
that probably should be number one.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Good call.
It sounds so dumb, but, like, one of the things on the list is getting an oil change. Like, for my car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so far beyond what I should have right now. I should have gotten one, like, a couple months ago. But it's just one of those things where I'm like,
I'm disturbed
really
that your car is not
I really don't want to do
some
it.
Some regular maintenance.
I know. So, well, no, this is what I'm talking about.
Safe?
Like, oh, it's fine. But, like just doing things that I don't necessarily want to do, but doing them right away. So this is the year I am kind of...
It's the year of the oil change.
Facing
it's the
that.
Year of the oil
change.
And the year of the dry month, too.
So, oh, yeah, I'm doing a dry or a sober January, but that isn't... That wasn't, it's like, not, a resolution. That was just something I'm doing. But, yeah.
But it's still a change. Still a change, Miss Cassie. Do you have any resolutions?
I don't think I have any resolutions. I guess I just didn't... I don't know. I don't know that I've ever had one to begin with prior to this year.
Does your marathon count?
Sure.
I would just say, I think that would be a big...
That's a pretty big
away.
One.
Yeah. What's it, Saturday?
It's Sunday.
Sunday?
Yep.
Mm. How
and
you feeling?
And the last I checked, it was supposed to rain.
Really?
I have Lake Buena Vista, Florida on my weather app. I just
oh,
have
where
to
it just comes up?
Out, I have to swap my self out here from my GPS to... Anyway, I hope it doesn't rain. If it does, oh well.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, it'll be a cool off, right? What's the temperature supposed to be down there?
I'm sure nicer than here.
Oh,
nicer.
It's 10 degrees out right now.
It doesn't take much.
It's 60 there right now. Let's see. Sunday, high of 77, low of 61, 30% chance of rain.
That's a, like, pretty fair temperature for running.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be 77, but we start at 5 a.m., so it won't be 77.
It'll be cool.
At 5 a.m.
It'll be wait, are you going to dress in layers and, like, throw stuff at people as you run
you
along?
Can. I'm probably going to wear, like, because I'm going to wear capris anyway and wool socks because they're moisture wicking. But I'm probably
wool socks?
Yeah, so have you ever heard of smart wool?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So that's what I'm wearing, and, like, I'm assuming that even though they're moisture-wicking, they're also going to keep me relatively warm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then I'll wear capris, and then I'll probably put, like, a ratty long-sleeve shirt over my tank so that for the first couple of miles I can just be warm and then shed it. And then Disney donates everything that you take off.
Really?
Really? Oh, that's
they
cool.
They go along the roadside and they pick up anything, that, like, debris. And then they
anything that's lost
it,
its way.
Which is awesome, so.
That is a pretty cool idea. So you guys are going to be in Disney for, what, a good 10
a
days?
A long time.
So do you have, like, a special sort of Disney treat for yourself?
I know,
or, like,
Monday she's sleeping all day.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I'm not.
No?
That you're, like, looking
morning,
forward to?
We're getting up and we're having
Ew,
a buffet
what's wrong
breakfast.
With you?
And then I'm actually going to the Grand Floridian Spa for
oh.
a me time. Okay. Which is their, like, highest level pampered. I get, like, an hour, a 15-minute specialty bath soak with, like, pick out bath salts.
Ooh. Oh, see, that's a good day.
Yeah.
Already.
I think, like, a 45-minute facial, a hour and a half long massage, then I think an hour long pedicure.
Is that something that is like encompassed in the package of the marathon? Is that something that you're just doing for yourself? No, this was
me being like, I earned this and nobody's going to take it away from me.
Get a girl.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. And I don't care what the rest of the group does. Well,
you're there.
Well, there's four girls and two guys going on the trip. And the girls all got spa packages. And only two of us got them for really long times. So mm-hmm. The other two, I don't know, whatever. And then
I'm going to be getting a massage. I don't care what you're doing.
I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a nice reward.
Are you going to be able to get out of bed the next morning?
I hope so.
When are you supposed to end the race? You start at 5. How long is it going to take you to end?
Probably about 10:30.
At night?
No.
I would cry. It's only going to take That's what it would take me though. I'm just kidding. Like I'm just saying.
Hours. That's a respectable time.
So you can go after that and go and rest, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm going to go. That's what you're going to go and veg. We've got, at our resort, we've got a hot tub, pool, and...
See, that sounds nice.
A jet bathtub and whatnot. So I can try to figure out how to recover coconut water. I've already ordered coconut water through Amazon Pantry to be shipped to the room, and it'll be there when I get there.
You are ready.
Love the internet.
Where did you get the ideas for all, the wool socks and everything? Is there, you have, a program that you are following.
I just had a training plan, but the socks, I actually put out a feeler on Facebook and people were like, I swear by these. So apparently I was behind the curve.
Have you worn them yet?
I wore them twice for a 7.5 mile run, and they're very thin. So I actually prefer cushioned socks, and I was a little worried about that, but I didn't get blisters and whatever. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I should put a Band-Aid where I typically get blisters.
Or you might get that rubbing.
I was just going to say, I know Band-Aid brand makes it's like a gel stick kind of.
Yeah, I Vaseline. Also use Body Glide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the spots where I get blisters on my feet. And that keeps my socks in place. And there's literally I downloaded an app on my phone that helps me pack. And so there were tons of things that it had already recommended.
Really?
But then I had to go through and add, other additional items. And I'm like, please don't forget this and this and this.
How many lists do you have?
How many lists?
Are you ready? Are you planned out right now? You have your list of
everything. I haven't even started packing, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, no. I mean, written out a list. See, if I had, that much stuff to remember, I would be making a list as I go, and I'm writing it down so that when I go to pack, I'm checking them off as I'm going.
Yeah, the app is kind of... Like
it does that for you?
You can click, click on the thing when you've packed it. We borrowed luggage from his parents last night, so that was one step closer.
And he's doing the half.
He's doing the half Saturday, and 4 out of the 6 of us are doing the half on Saturday, and 2 of us are doing the full on Sunday.
Not too shabby.
I'm excited for it. I'm just trying to prepare for...
Is it now down to mental? Sorry.
To be honest with you, I just want to get it over with. I know I can do it. I'm fine with that. And so Christine, who I'm running with, she's doing the race as well. She qualified just a couple corrals behind me. But I think I'm just going to go back and start with her because 5 hours running by yourself. I mean, really,
it's a long time.
There's 20,000 people doing the race, so you're not by yourself, and mm-hmm. everybody who goes by wants to tell you their story because it's for
the you can talk and run. Oh my word!
something marathon weekend. And all the proceeds go to a big cancer fund. So everybody's got a story, and they're mm-hmm. all doing it for a reason. It's inspiring, but I still feel like 5 hours. I'm gonna want somebody that I know.
Do you guys run a similar pace? Did you guys plan that out?
I think so. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. I just want to cross the finish line, so.
Well, see, the one I did, I think I told you about this the other day. I did 5K, and I didn't enjoy it, only because I ran with somebody, and they were not my pace.
Yeah.
And I felt obligated to stay with them, but eventually I was like, I'm, like, at a walking pace, and I took off.
Tiffany was like, leave me in the dust.
I can't do it anymore. I gotta go. And, like, there's so many people. I felt so claustrophobic while running.
Well, the race you did is, like, is insanely popular.
Insanely yeah. popular. So that did it. That was a big, big reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to try again. I'll try again. Probably not that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll try again. Speaking of trying again, I don't get messages, by the way, on my Facebook. I don't have the Messenger because I refuse to download it.
Yeah.
So I won't get it until I log on to a computer.
Really?
But I saw what it said, and I want to do it. We have to coax me into
in
it.
Code.
I know. I'm like,
the Seneca 7.
I asked you to be yeah. on my team this year because, unfortunately, we've lost 3 team members to weddings.
Oh, really?
Only April 19th is the day that everybody gets married.
Interesting.
Half my team is gone, and I just, we already paid for it, and I really need a team because I need a team.
I can be coaxed into it. I just have to be pushed to do it.
I really think well, Raina, you have enough time. Fine.
Yeah, you have enough time to prepare for it.
Oh, I know now. Last year, I did not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
The week of. Hey, what are you doing? So I figured if you said, yeah, worst case scenario, if you really need somebody, I'll do it last year. I'm giving you months.
I don't know what it is, but I need, like, a no outsies clause. Like, there's got to be...
Do you have to put money on the line?
I know where you live.
That's what I'm... See, that's what I mean. Like, threatening my life.
It also costs... $77. So
to run 77.77 miles,
something like that. I don't know. It's
that's funny. $77 to run 77.77 miles.
Yeah, I think I charged everybody 78 because it ended up being $77.77.
Wait, it's $78 per person.
I've already paid almost $600 for this race, and my team's gone. So
yeah.
That's entirely frustrating.
See, my Florida money.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, now you have to do it.
Yeah.
See, but that's something I got to talk about with a significant other, but I want to do it.
Well, you've got until Thursday to give me the money so that I can use it on my vacation.
Here's a method behind the madness.
You have till Thursday. What does it work out to be for each person? What do you run?
Anywhere from 10 to 13 miles per person. But
it's broken up into like three miles
different times.
Yeah.
And you could be running anywhere from 2 to 6 miles at a time, depending on. And, you know, you're given all that information ahead of time. So mm-hmm. if you say, there's absolutely no way I'm going to be on this team if I have to run 6 miles in one of my time slots, then I won't put you there.
Okay. 'Cause,
and then the sooner you join the team,
the better
the more
slots
say
I get.
That you have
there you go.
In what slot you're in.
Okay. All right. I want to do this. I wanted to do it last year, but I panicked. I literally was like, I want to do it, but I freaked out.
Well, I mean, at the last second, too.
Yeah, but I was training last year. I had no reason not to do it. I was ready to go. I was running 6 miles a pop.
Mm-hmm.
And now this year, like, my goal is to, I have a weightlifting goal. I want to get to.
I was just going to say, what's your resolution? We didn't hear.
I didn't really have a resolution. I was going to make this my resolution, that I was going to complete this race.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to have that.
It is. It's official. It's right now.
You see what I mean?
Marty is okay.
Yeah. If Marty is good with it, I'm good with it. I just have to, I feel like I have to start a training yesterday. And but if I say it on the show that I'm going to do it, then, you know, I kind of have to do it early. No outsies on this one. But, I mean, it's a 5K, and that was easy, relatively speaking.
So just imagine doing 3 5Ks with an hour and a half in between them.
Yeah. Not too shabby. I'm not, like,
I'm really accustomed to running. To be honest with you.
I just don't want to have it be a bad time.
The most fun I've ever had in a race is either A, running at Disney World, because it's running at Disney World, or B, the Seneca 7, because you're in a car with 7 people that we hope you like. And you can do whatever you want in the car.
Okay. All right.
Like, whatever. And you just have fun.
There's no, like, regulatory pace? Because I'm, like, a solid 8-minute mile. Solid. 8:10, actually.
You're probably, like, the best runner on the team.
I
was just going
to say, I think that's probably really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew, okay. Well, I've got, like, soccer. I coach high school.
We had people on our team last year who were doing 12 to 13 minute miles.
Oh, really? Yeah. So I could run a slower pace.
Yeah, you could.
I'm good with that because I get tired really quickly.
No, I mean, whatever, walk it. We just have to, as a team, we have to finish within 12 hours.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
So, I mean, we try to have some good runners on the team so that we're, you know, there's not as much stress on the less strong runners.
Mm-hmm. Do I get a cool shirt? Are we getting
shirts?
You'd
actually get two shirts. You'd get one for running the race, and then we get team shirts made.
Yes. What is our team name?
Prepping for the zombie apocalypse.
Bomb.
And you could also get one of those really cool 77.7 whatever stickers. I see them.
I was going to say, I wish it would be something more permanent, because sticker I get lost. Speaking of,
my car has a new magnet on it.
What? Ooh, what does it say? Okay. FLX?
Nope, I had one of those, but on the on my driver's side door, about this big, I have the Keeg Lake Wine Trail logo.
Oh, my God.
So my car is now the Winemobile.
That's awesome.
Wait, that's something that you can write off. That's a business thing, maybe. Right?
Probably. I don't know.
I think you can. Like, people do that mean, with businesses.
Your car payment?
Yeah,
like
it goes towards
Aren't
money,
you
towards
to
something like that.
Or on your insurance or something if you're advertising. I don't know.
I don't know.
The Winemobile.
That's sweet.
I love it.
It's the official Winemobile.
Yeah.
I got really mad the other day about wine. I didn't mean to do this. I bought two bottles of wine for Marty's parents for Christmas. Didn't want to do a lot, but bottles of wine are pretty nice. So driving in the car, they're in my back seat. This jackhole of a guy in front of me. I don't know if it was a guy or a girl. I wasn't paying that close of attention to them. To find out, I had a few choice words for them after they did this, but and granted, I was closer than I should have been, but I still had a good amount of space between us.
Okay.
Good amount of space between us. Driving down the road, and all of a sudden, we're going 55, and they just slam on their brakes. And now, if there's, like, a change in speed that's posted, that's fine. But if you have to stop, you should, like, blinker over or, like, signal the fact that you're going to just slam on your brakes during a 55-mile-an-hour area. Because you can cause some serious damage. People make mistakes, like, following too closely. That's me. But one of the bottles rolled forward and broke into my back seat. And now I smell like I am fermenting wine my car.
Wait, what do you know what they stopped for? Was there,
no,
like, something
they
in the
just
road?
Literally slammed because I went by where they were, like where
you
they
couldn't see,
couldn't see anything.
I would be
and they
so
just
mad too.
Kept going. It's not like they had to turn, like they forgot to make a turn and they just slammed on the brake, not thinking, and went to go. No, it wasn't like that at all. They just slammed, and then as soon as I slammed, because I don't know if they were doing that whole, what is it? Isn't it like a scam that people do where they
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they stop on purpose and
ram them because I would be at fault because I'm following too closely
for insurance or whatever.
Luckily I have damn good brakes because I now my car smells like I'm fermenting wine, so if I get pulled over they're gonna think I'm boozing pretty hard.
You're hitting it pretty hard behind the wheel.
No
big
deal.
I noticed too that around the holidays people were driving like
crazy people. Have you seen
that?
Oh, my
God.
I had a lot of problems with people driving.
It was because I went back and forth to Rochester quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I was, like, white-knuckling it because it was so
stressful.
Just insane.
And it's
like,
not like
people,
the roads are bad either.
Right? People were driving like they were in NASCAR. I'm just like, what?
Weaving in and out
of places. It was so unnecessary. And you know, I'm going like 10 over the speed limit, 10, 15 over the speed limit. So it's not like I'm going that slow. I don't know. There were a couple of moments where
I've had to readjust to country driving. So my drive now to Romulus, I pass like horse and buggies all the time.
Do you get so frustrated?
I haven't in years because I've just been driving around here. And then even when from my route from Romulus down 5 and 20 and 96A to mm-hmm. Hillside, I still wasn't even passing horse and buggies, but now
they're going past all of them.
Amish paradise all over again.
414 is major Amish paradise.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
414, you can't get away from it, because I travel that from going back and forth to practice. I do that every day. So frustrating. And today, I go, I don't know what it is. I have some serious road rage, and I can't help it. I was behind somebody today, and I don't know if you guys are like this, but if the speed limit is 35, if you're in front of me, you best be doing 40. Like, I have this thing where I seriously am against wholeheartedly going the exact posted speed limit. Like, 30 through town seems totally legit, but it bothers the crap out of me when somebody goes literally 30 miles an hour. I'm like, you couldn't go 31, couldn't go 32, you gotta go 30 or 29. Oh. No. Oh my God, I have something so hard against that. It's bad. I have a bad problem.
I get angry.
Like, physically angry.
I get like that when people turn too slow.
Oh my God.
They're making a right-hand turn.
California turners.
They're easy number.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I start, slow, like, to a stop, yeah, and then
screaming
turn
at them.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad with that too.
Any pet peeves for you guys with the code? Like, today I was trying to be so chill, but that person going 55 and a 55, it really got me. I was like, what are you doing? Turns out there's a state trooper in front of him, so it was completely legit.
They saved your butt. They would have pulled you over and you would have smelled like a wine
booze
factory. Yep.
No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
Can't stand
it. You know what? To go on a slight tangent, it doesn't have to do with road rage. Well, kind of. There's something about Dunkin' Donuts and waiting in line at Dunkin'
Grinds
Donuts.
Grinds your gears.
That just brings out the rage in me.
I don't know. How long does it take to order?
Exactly.
So have you had any bad experiences with any of the local ones,
yes,
being closed too early?
Yes.
Oh, no, not too
early. Every
yes
time I go there, no, past 9:15, they're closed. They're supposed to be open till 10.
Really?
Last time I pulled in there to the drive-thru at 9:20.
I am an all-day coffee
I
drinker.
I pulled up to the thing, and there was silence for about 30 seconds, and then I hear, oh, crap. And then more silence. And I was like, okay. So I went to Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. They do it to me, too. Ugh.
I don't know if it's because I need my coffee or maybe I'm a little bit hangry.
Can you imagine working the drive-thru at a coffee shop?
Oh,
because
poor
you
people
must deal with the most
awful
coffee-deprived people. Like, I haven't had my coffee yet this,
yeah,
morning.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
There is just something about Dunkin' Donuts that sends me over the edge sometimes. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I would never want to work that job.
Mm-mm.
I run on Dunkin'. I am what they made that slogan about. Okay.
We know.
Yeah.
That's why every time we were talking to Sue last time, about, she's like, coffee is bad.
Oh,
coffee,
I know,
is bad. I'm staring at you, and I'm like, oh,
oh
boy.
I was like, I can't be your friend.
Yeah.
But I can't. She was so good. She was so good, but I was like, coffee. It's,
yeah,
a tea.
Tiff's breaking into a cold sweat.
I know, right? So, yeah,
I can't give it up.
We mentioned it earlier. I'm doing a sober January. I'm not drinking any alcohol for the month of January.
Not even wine nights. Like, that's what, like, you work in the wine
nothing
industry. I promote the wine industry. Who are you?
Well, when February rolls around,
I'm so totally ready to go.
I just felt like, you know, the holidays and overindulging, I really needed to step back from
the
booze.
Oh, take a break. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've been doing a dry week.
So
once I finish the race,
now the girl's thinking,
I will.
Dry week.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
But, yeah, so my office is upstairs above the Knapp Winery's production center.
Yep.
So when I open the door, I'm like,
great wine. Hello.
It's like the coffee infusion that I don't need in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I just walk into work and it smells like wine, and I'm like, hi!
It's a little pep in your step.
Yeah,
and it's not
great.
It's like a blend. I used to work there, so I know how it smells in that room. It's potent.
it's
quite
fabulous,
potent.
Though.
It gets worse in the summertime. Not like worse in a bad way, but like you really, the tangents. Ugh.
It's
intoxicating,
it's,
literally.
Yeah, it's relatively easy for me to give up booze for 30 days. Coffee, on the other hand,
seriously, that would never be my resolution.
I couldn't.
I would stab somebody.
I could give
and
up
that's
coffee
not even
before
a joke.
I gave up.
coffee.
I could definitely give up coffee before I gave up alcohol.
Really?
I think. Is that bad?
Well, it's your own drug. Like, coffee's my drug. I don't really drink that often. The only time I really drink is...
holidays.
Yeah.
Weekends.
Celebrations.
Celebrations, Tuesday holidays.
Nights. Days that end in Y.
I'm not a huge, like, I might go on a stint where I go and I drink 2 days in a row, but I won't even have that much. I remember the last time I was buzzed, but never the last time that I've been, like, Halloween.
I'm, like, waiting for this.
I Halloween. Think the last time I got pretty tipsy was going out for your promotion.
See, that's what I was worried about, because I get up early, and... I wanted to go, but I get up really early, and I knew that would happen because you're celebrating something. I'm like, what happened to Fridays and Saturdays on the weekend?
I mean, I love just having, like, a glass of wine.
I can do that.
Like, after dinner or something.
I am so bad at stopping at one, though. That's the problem. I'm like, oh, the bottle's open.
Can't waste it. Some wines, you can't literally put a cork on it. You can't.
That's true. I mean,
get a bottle of wine that you can't put the cork on, and then you're good to go.
I received a bottle of champagne for Christmas as a gift.
Oh, you can't put.
So that's good. Yeah, no, that's cork back in that. That's gonna be the first thing I drink when
you can get a stopper.
I got my Secret Santa one of those fancy
stoppers for the
tops. It's metal, and it compresses the air onto it.
Nap uses those upstairs in the restaurant.
I got her one of those, and then they also make these. Not corks, but they go over. So, like, if this is the top of your bottle, they go over like this, and they're silicone, so you can lie it on its side in the refrigerator, and it will not
that's
leak.
Cool.
Really? Because I do that a lot.
They're like $1.99 at Knapp, and they're amazing. And I'm sure other wineries carry them. They're mostly logoed, and they're just brilliant.
That's
a really
idea.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't have that.
I know, right?
Because I do that a lot, where I turn it over, especially red wines. It always seems to be the red wines that you can cool and chill that I turn over on its side, and it just goes everywhere.
I've become a firm believer in boxed wine. So classy.
Ouch. I like boxed wine.
Hurts my soul.
But, I mean, I love a good bottle of wine, but, like, I found a really good Pinot Noir that came in, boxed. Like, such a good deal. I'm like,
it'll
I
last
can't,
forever.
A lot
I
of wines, like Glenora, do the bag.
You're like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Glenora does the bag wine that you can get just like that dispenses just like that.
Glenora, Hazlitt.
Hazlitt has it. There's another one that has Brambleberry. Where is that from?
Some of them have really cute branding too, like the bags.
Yes.
I can't remember where now, but I've seen some before that were
cool innovations.
Awesome.
Like, I love the bag idea because you can take that anywhere, and like a bottle is sometimes.
Well, that's really good for a party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The bottles are still classic for gifts and gift baskets.
Oh, yeah.
They're
definitely
like
classier than a boxed wine.
Classes join up, get a bottle of wine. let's put it in a bag. Class it up a little bit. How's that going, by the way? I mean, you are an advocate for wine. Love your wine. Have you found any new favorites?
I haven't been doing much drinking since I took the new job, to be honest with you. I've just been crazy busy, but I did. People brought up, you know, Christmas presents to the office. They're like, Merry Christmas, here's wine. And I'm like, what? There's so much wine. And it was pretty awesome.
So you will never
I
want
haven't
for
gotten
wine.
Yeah, I will never have to buy wine again, I don't think.
It's freaking awesome.
But it's perks of the job.
Yeah.
Been there, done that, got that. Handbag, handbag. I know the perks of jobs.
Do you work with is it Gina?
Gina Lamanis?
Yes.
Yes. Love her.
I talked to her this morning on the phone.
Yep. She's a wonderful lady. She's a sales rep at our station. They do a lot of work with us, especially with, like, all the events that you guys do. Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys are sponsoring the Mardi Gras event.
Yep. That's the next thing that we're giving away.
I was just going to say, the next event for the Wine Trail?
On February 7th and 8th, we will be doing our Mardi Gras event. And new this year, March 20th and 21st, we have Bacon on the Lakin.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
So, super excited about Bacon event.
Is
and
it
people,
like
so people are like, wait, is that?
Infuses bacon somewhere?
every winery has a some sort of a bacon food dish pairing with bacon.
Yeah. I would say, all right.
Can we buy our tickets?
Sign us up.
I want to go.
What I didn't realize, because somebody asked me this today, was they said, is that bacon as in the meat or bacon as in slang for baking?
Oh, I just assumed the pork bacon.
Me too. I assume bacon, like sizzling
my
bacon.
My head goes right to the bacon, like, duh, bacon. Hello, I want bacon. But then somebody's like, just to clarify, is that bacon, like, you know, slang for baking? So are they doing, like, cupcakes and wine? I assume that's an idea.
Yeah, but I've had bacon cupcakes. Have you ever had a bacon cupcake?
I've made chocolate bacon cupcakes before.
Maybe it was your chocolate bacon cupcakes that I had.
I made them before. Good. They are, yeah, it is decadent. You feel a little bad on about yourself, point. But you don't care.
I don't care. It's on point.
They're good. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
There's no messing around with bacon. Mm-mm. Bacon is life.
I'm really excited, though, because Bacon on the Lakin is new. Mm-hmm. And so everything else that we do, our Mardi Gras and our Wine and Herb and our holiday shopping spree, they're repeat events, 23rd annual, 13th annual. Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're very, like, prestigious.
So I'm actually given the opportunity right now. I'm working with the designer on the logo. Tomorrow I present the draft logo to the promotions committee. They'll either okay it or offer
back to the
suggestions.
Drawing board.
And once that's approved, then we can go through and working on all the posters and the ads.
So you
and
can
so
really...
I have a lot of opportunities to, like, flex my creative muscles at this point in time, and I'm so excited for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, our Bacon on the Lake and logo right now, unapproved, has a pig in it, and it, like, the way he looks, he's kind of, like, peeking around the corner, so I call him Peaky Pig. And he's really cute, and I can't wait for Peaky Pig's debut if he really does get approved.
That's so cute. Peaky Pig is such an adorable name.
So stay tuned for Peaky Pig. I think Peaky Pig will win out over Porky Pig.
I agree.
Because he's cute.
Say Peaky That's Pig adorable. Sounds way more.
A friend of mine just
cuter.
Got a mini pig as a pet.
Really?
Yeah.
Around
it's
here?
Adorable, yes. Absolutely. Freaking
I want to visit this pet
adorable.
Pig.
Actually, one of its brothers, who is a dog, bit its ear.
Aww.
On its first day.
Welcome to the family. Yeah, right? I want some bacon.
Oh, bacon. I smell it. So anything, so you have Mardi Gras coming up. Tell people a little bit, because Mardi Gras is pretty cool.
Where can you get tickets? Mardi Gras, you can get tickets right online, cougawinetrail.com. and, yeah, sponsored by 98.5.
Mm-hmm, WMYR.
And so for every winery that you go to, you actually get a chance to draw a coin, a lucky coin out of a thing. If you win with a lucky coin, then you get an additional prize. Some of them are like tiaras. I was actually wearing a tiara around the office today. And then
I like your job.
So like fancy Mardi Gras beads that are like more elaborate, like they have things dangling from them.
Oh dangly ones.
That's why I got the tiara picture. Okay. I got it now. I'm putting pieces together.
And then
here.
So there's that, and there is a trivia or a scavenger hunt along with it. So whenever you go to a different winery, there's different clues for scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners of the scavenger hunt have the opportunity to win a variety case of wine.
Mm.
And then we also have another opportunity for when you're done, you put your ticket in and you could win like overnight stays at La Tourelle or Geneva on the Lake.
La Tourelle's really nice.
Yeah, things like that. And so it follows the same path as most of our wine trail events. So you go to each winery, you get a food pairing with your wine, and then they'll probably offer an additional 3 or 4 wines at each spot. It's up to them what they do.
Mm.
And then you'll get to actually bring home with you a copy of the recipe that they're cooking, if you liked it. So they go in a little binder and they hook together with a clip, and you get to keep your wine glass for the day, and you get a set of beads at every winery that you go to.
Beads! So, it's all about the beads!
Yeah. So everybody loves the beads. And we're excited for that. It's the 13th annual Mardi Gras event.
And it's so packed every time I've gone to it. It's been so
people
packed.
Love it.
People absolutely love it.
A wine trail event like that.
think it'd be fun and to
I
do.
Think bacon would should be your first one.
Let's bacon it up.
All right.
Bacon it up. We will do this. I will buy my ticket. When are they available for the bacon one?
They are already available.
Oh. Really?
You can buy tickets now for holiday shopping spree in November and December if you'd like.
Oh, wow.
Yep. We're already selling tickets. It's great. And the knock on wood, almost all of our events always sell out. So if you do want to get them,
get it at whitetrail.com
because that's where they're at. And that's the only opportunity to buy them unless you win them off of a local radio station. But yeah, so I'm super excited. I'm trying to make sure that everything's in order before we head out to Florida because all of the work that you do for an event typically occurs a week or a month ahead of time, so
and this is that month ahead of time.
All of the ads are already started, running, printed, aired, TV commercials approved. Everything is set so that I can be.
So you're really gonna appreciate this vacation?
Yeah, because I'm putting in like 12-hour days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just to be ready to be okay, but I've already told the board of directors, I'm like, I'm available on email. I'm not going to check it the whole time I'm down there, but I will make sure to check it at least, you know, once a day at the appropriate time where I know I can have at least a half an hour if I get caught up to respond, but I feel like I owe that to them because this vacation was planned 2 years ago, and it's like the most untimely thing ever
when you take a new job.
It's the worst to take a new job and then say, by the way, 2 weeks later I'm going on vacation for a week and a half.
But well worth it, well deserved, and well trained for.
I would say it'll be well earned.
I'm so excited though.
You're making I want to plan my next vacation.
Preferably not one with a marathon. This crazy person over here, don't talk to her.
Let's be real, that'll never happen.
I want to do the coast to coast challenge, and I want to, because if you finish a half marathon or longer at both Disney World and Disneyland in the same calendar year, you get an additional medal, coast to coast medal.
Oh, that's cool.
So there is a Marvel's Comics half marathon at Disneyland.
Would you
in
dress
November.
Up? Because that would be awesome.
I would love to dress up and do that.
Who would you go as?
Black Widow.
Nice.
That would be easy. And so, yeah. That's in November. So it's like perfectly, I wouldn't go as a vacation. I would just go do the race.
Yeah.
And come home.
Enjoy myself for maybe a day or two and then fly home. So maybe I would only have to take like a day or two off from work and
That's kind of cool that they do that. They
that
do
is
like,
pretty cool.
It's a special incentive for you to want to go and do both. That's a huge feat in one calendar year. Woo, buddy.
But it's
my dear.
Lucky because the first one that I'm doing is in January. Whereas if the first one I was doing in November and then I found out about it, and then you'd be like, never mind.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
You have enough time to gather up your senses and lose them again.
It's when you're on the adrenaline rush from completing the race that you do something stupid like sign up for your next one. That's what happens
to me. They probably have a sign up table right at the end of the race.
Yes, that's what happens to me every time. I'm like, yes, I'm awesome. I finished that race. I want to do another one. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, what did I get myself into?
Have you had that moment a couple of times since you've signed up for the Disney race?
No.
You've been relatively calm?
Yeah.
Is it the calm before the storm? Because where's your freak out? I'm waiting for the freak out.
Maybe I will be freaking out Saturday or something when I see everybody else limping around after doing the half marathon. And I'm like, I'm going to do that twice tomorrow, okay?
You'll be great.
We'll see. That's going to be intimidating, I think. Because
we'll be following you on social media.
We shall be. We'll be stalk you.
I wonder if I signed up for the text alerts that.
Do you get text alerts?
Someone, Cassie has passed mile. You know,
point their.
Here's her
5K
time. Here's her 10K time. Here's her half marathon time. And my splits, I think, might post social media. Maybe.
Oh, that would be cool.
It would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be really fun.
I didn't actually complete my own race registration, so I don't know if that got. I don't know if that was an option, and I don't know if it was selected.
Can you go in and edit it, something like that?
I don't know.
Maybe I mean, that's something to be cool to look into, because it'd be really fun to stalk you out all of Sunday to find out how you're doing. I mean, we'll find out afterwards.
You'll be watching the playoffs and watching me run.
I'm kind of upset about the playoffs. the whole playoff thing?
Because the Steelers are out?
No. That's their team, not mine. the Bills are my team, and they didn't even get the wild card. They did. The Steelers got the wild card slot, but I'm kind of upset about the Cowboys beating
the Colts.
The Colts yesterday. So was it the Colts? I thought it was Lions.
Maybe it was the Lions. Yeah, I think you're right. I was just picturing blue uniforms.
Yep, that is the blue uniforms. But they play Green Bay next weekend, and I can't decide which team I want to lose more.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Rodgers, but I'm not a fan of Romo either. Like,
I was raised a Cowboys fan.
My brother's a big Cowboys fan.
So
that's
I'm
why
a little bit
them.
Partial to the Cowboys, but I'm not a Romo fan either. Mm-hmm. Although the guy's a man of steel. He's played with like punctured lungs and broken shoulders, and he's crazy.
I prefer the meme that says, if you can't win them, buy them. With Romo's picture. So that's my feelings towards that. But I can't decide who I dislike more. You know, Cowboys do have one of the strongest offenses in the NFL right now. They have a very strong offense. I'll give them credit where credit's due. But Green Bay has the strongest, if not close. Yeah, pretty close. I don't know.
I'm actually rooting for the Panthers.
I think.
Woo-hoo, go Carolina.
I think I want the Colts to win. I think the Colts are in it, and I think I want the Colts to win. I think that's who I'm going for.
I have
either
no opinion.
That or the Ravens. You laughing? You're not a fan?
Nah.
No.
I'm a Giants fan, but my team was, you know, not even as good
not
as
even
the
close.
Bills this year.
At least you weren't the Jets. The Jets were, what, 2-12?
It's just because we didn't actually have multiple receivers. We had OBJ and I know. But
what is, hold on, are you ready for this though? I was on vacation last week, right? And I didn't follow anything. I didn't even watch the game. I was just being as lazy as I freaking possibly could have been. I didn't check social media hardly at all. I posted on it, but I didn't check it really. Okay. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he goes, well, what about Marone leaving the Bills?
Yeah.
We get a winning season, and now we lose the head coach?
Because of the opt-out clause.
Because of the opt-out clause that they gave him. Why? And now he wants to go to the Jets?
Yeah.
It's in his realm of possibilities. There's a few choice words I have from a room.
I think there's a lot of people who do, but
I mean, he has a tangible product that he's building here. And then the quarterback retires. Oh, real good idea. You had one of the best seasons you've ever had in your entire life. Oh, I want to end on a good note. I want to end on a winning season. I'm done. Can't do it anymore. I'm out. Okay, tangent over. Speaking of, actually, that is our show. That went by pretty quick. Our New Year's.
It always does. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, you guys. Let's get these.
2015!
Yeah!
15 was my number in sports. So I'm super psyched for this year.